Texte numéro 56. Public health, the class divide. Women and children in the UK would have longer and healthier lives if they lived in Italy or Spain. In addition, Britain is facing a public health time bomb, according to a study by an expert on inequality and health. The report, published by the World Health Organization, looks at the disparities in health and social, educational and economic circumstances of the 53 countries of the European Union and recommends policy changes to their governments. Sir Michael Marmot, who led the report, says much of the rest of Europe takes better care of its families. Women in the UK can expect to live to 83, but those born in a number of other European countries will live to a riper old age. And while child mortality rates in global terms are low in the UK, the report points out that there is a recognised relationship between poverty and under five child mortality. In the UK, one in four children lives in poverty, more than in many other European countries. Only half the children living in poverty reach what the report defines as a good level of development by the time they are five, compared with two-thirds of the others. Good quality early years provision can help improve outcomes, especially for the most disadvantaged, the report says. However, childcare is expensive in the UK, and many people cannot afford to utilise it or go back to work after having children. The public health time bomb, Marmot describes, is caused by the large number of so-called NEETs, young adults who are not in education, employment or training. Unemployment may be falling in the UK, but persistent high levels of young people not in employment, education or training is storing up a public health time bomb waiting to explode, he says. We are failing too many of our children, women and young people on a grand scale. I would say to any government that cares about the health of its population to look at the impact of their policies on the lives people are able to lead and, more importantly, at the impact on inequality. Health inequality, arising from social and economic inequalities, is socially unjust, unnecessary and avoidable, and it offends against the human right to health. The UK is an unequal society in many respects, but the report says action needs to be taken to reduce inequalities so that people are less likely to become ill. In the UK, as in other European countries, health follows a social gradient. The lower the position on the social ladder, the worse the health, the report says. Action to improve everyone's health and reduce the social gradient in health needs to start at the earliest age, before people become unwell. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2013.